With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton makes landfall on Florida's central west coast as a Category 3 storm with winds of 120 miles an hour. The storm came ashore south of Tampa Bay around 8:30 p.m., a much weaker version of itself from earlier in the week. The state saw an outbreak of tornadoes earlier in the day. During an evening briefing, National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan said tornado warnings will be likely in effect throughout the night.
Many confirmed tornadoes occurring across central and southern portions of the Florida Peninsula this afternoon. Again, this risk extends through the overnight hours, especially in places along the southeast coast of Florida from Miami northward to Melbourne, but also includes Orlando and Tampa and all the way down to the Florida Keys. There's a tornado watch in effect for this area through 9 p.m. tonight, will likely be extended into the overnight hours.
More Florida residents are losing power as of 9 p.m. Eastern. More than a million were without it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says thousands of linemen are standing by and will get to work restoring power after the storm moves through. As of now, Milton's a Category 2 with 110 mile an hour winds. Also at SRNNews.com, people who live near the disastrous East Palestine train derailment last year should still be able to receive personal injury payments.
The payments would be made even while the bulk of the residents' $600 million class action settlement with Norfolk Southern Railroad remains on hold during an appeal. A spokesperson for attorneys who represented residents said provisions of the deal will allow those personal injury payments to be made even while an appeal challenging whether the settlement is adequate and fair moves forward. Four additional residents recently filed notice that they are appealing the deal.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Some tips for preaching to atheists. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The Barter Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements. International Christian Concern warns that the Biden administration is making a mistake in funding that country. This is SRN News. The Small Business Administration says that it could run out of money to fund disaster loans in the wake of Hurricane Helene's devastation.
The SBA is offering disaster loans for small businesses in some counties in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. But President Biden said in a recent letter to Congress that aid could run out, quote, in a matter of weeks if more federal funding is not approved. This is Milton bears down on Florida.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Former President Trump planning to hold a major rally at New York's Madison Square Garden on October 27th, just 9 days before Election Day. The newspaper says it will be a first-come, first-serve event. The garden can seat 19,500 people in the main arena. And they say that the former president expects to fill those seats, saying he'll honor police, firefighters, and teachers. More details at SRNNews.com.